Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Framers, Human Advantage in an Age of Technology and Turmoil by Kenneth Kukier, explores a crucial question of modern life. When data, algorithms, and automation shape so many decisions, what uniquely human skill still gives people an edge? Kukier focuses on framing, the ability to set the boundaries of a problem, choose what matters, and create meaning from ambiguity. Rather than treating intelligence as raw computation, the book argues that progress often depends on how we define situations in the first place, from scientific breakthroughs to business strategy and public policy. In a world of rapid technological change and social volatility, framing becomes a practical tool for navigating uncertainty, avoiding misleading metrics, and making better choices. The book connects ideas from psychology, economics, and technology, translating them into accessible insights for readers who want to think more clearly, collaborate more effectively, and adapt to constant disruption without surrendering judgment to machines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, framing as a core human skill beyond computation, a central idea of the book is that framing is not a decorative step after analysis, but the foundation that determines what analysis can even accomplish. Framing means deciding what the problem is, what counts as evidence, and what outcomes are desirable. Algorithms can optimize within a defined space, but humans decide the space. This distinction matters because many modern failures occur not from a lack of data, but from a mismatch between the model and the real world. The book positions framing as a uniquely human advantage. It draws on experience, values, imagination, and social understanding. It also highlights that framing is learnable rather than mystical. People can improve by practicing how they formulate questions, by examining assumptions embedded in metrics, and by considering alternative perspectives before committing to a plan. In workplaces, strong framing turns vague goals into actionable strategies and prevents teams from solving the wrong problem efficiently. In personal life, framing helps people interpret setbacks, weigh trade-offs, and choose priorities without being trapped by default narratives or inherited expectations. Secondly, how technology amplifies the cost of bad frames. Kukier connects framing to the realities of a technology-saturated society where tools scale decisions instantly. When a frame is wrong, automation can spread the error faster and wider than any individual could. The book discusses how data-driven systems depend on definitions that may be incomplete, biased, or outdated, such as what counts as success, risk, or fairness. Once encoded into software, these choices can become invisible, creating the illusion of objectivity while reflecting narrow assumptions. The reader is encouraged to treat algorithmic outputs as products of framing decisions rather than neutral facts. This perspective changes how one evaluates dashboards, rankings, predictive scores, and performance indicators. The book also suggests that turbulence in politics, markets, and culture makes frames more fragile because conditions shift quickly. What worked yesterday may mislead tomorrow. Therefore, the goal is not to find a perfect frame once, but to build habits for revisiting and revising frames as context changes. Human oversight becomes less about checking calculations and more about interrogating premises. Thirdly, cognitive flexibility and multiple perspectives in uncertainty. Another major topic is the mental agility required to hold more than one plausible interpretation of a situation. In complex environments, a single viewpoint can become a trap, especially when incentives reward certainty. The book emphasizes that framing benefits from cognitive flexibility, the capacity to switch lenses, test counterfactuals, and explore competing explanations. This does not mean indecision, it means deliberate exploration before commitment. Readers are guided toward practices that expand perspective, such as asking what would need to be true for an alternative story to make sense, or identifying which stakeholders experience the same events differently. The book also links perspective taking to creativity and innovation. Breakthroughs often occur when someone reframes a problem, turning constraints into opportunities or redefining the aim entirely. In teams, multiple frames can reduce groupthink and improve risk management, but only if the culture allows dissent and curiosity. The broader message is that uncertainty is not merely a lack of information, it is often a signal that the current frame is too narrow. Fourthly, framing for better decisions in business and public life. The book applies framing to real-world decision-making where stakes are high and goals conflict. In business, leaders may obsess over metrics like growth, engagement, or efficiency while ignoring what those numbers fail to capture, such as trust, resilience, or long-term capability. Framing helps clarify whether a company is optimizing for short-term output or sustainable advantage, and it can surface hidden trade-offs before they become crises. In public policy and social issues, framing shapes debates by defining what counts as a problem and who is responsible. The book encourages readers to notice how language and categories influence solutions. For example, whether an issue is treated as an individual failing, a market flaw, or a systemic condition. Better frames can open new solution sets and reduce polarization by revealing shared goals masked by conflicting narratives. The practical payoff is improved judgment, clearer priorities, smarter measurement, and decisions that align with values rather than with whatever is easiest to quantify. Lastly, cultivating framing habits to thrive alongside AI. A forward-looking theme is how individuals can build a durable advantage as artificial intelligence improves. Instead of competing with machines at pattern recognition or speed, the book argues for strengthening the human capacities that machines struggle to replicate, setting context, interpreting meaning, and integrating ethical and social considerations. This includes the ability to ask better questions, to choose what to optimize, and to define success in ways that reflect human welfare. The book encourages readers to develop framing habits, such as periodically auditing assumptions, separating goals from proxies, and creating space for reflection before reacting to data. It also highlights the importance of diverse inputs, because frames often reflect the limited experiences of the people who build systems. For professionals, this approach suggests a pathway to remain valuable, become the person who can translate messy reality into well-posed problems and who can evaluate whether solutions fit the world as it is. For citizens, it offers tools to engage technology with agency rather than resignation. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to stay effective in a world shaped by algorithms, rapid change, and contested realities. Professionals in technology, business, education, journalism, and policy will find it especially useful because their work depends on choosing the right questions, metrics, and trade-offs. It also benefits any reader who feels overwhelmed by information and wants a clearer way to decide what matters. The practical value lies in shifting attention from finding more data to improving the mental structures that guide interpretation. By learning to examine assumptions, separate goals from proxies, and consider alternative perspectives, readers can make decisions with more confidence and less fragility. Compared with many books that either celebrate AI or warn about it, this one emphasizes a constructive middle path. Keep the power of technology while strengthening human judgment that technology cannot replace. That makes it worth buying for readers who want actionable thinking tools rather than slogans. It stands out by treating framing as a skill to practice, not just a theory to admire, and by showing why better frames can improve work, relationships, and civic life. If you would like to support Kenneth Kukier, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.